you at this time, Lord. We give you glory and honor, worship and praise for all that you have given us, O God, in your living word, Father. The word that unveils in the fullness of Christ Jesus. The word that communicates in the faith and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word that is manifested, O God, through the spirit and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word that testifies, O God, of all that you have given us in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And Father, as we continue, O God, to pursue the thoughts on revelation knowledge, Father, we know that you have much to teach us, Lord. We know, O God, that revelation knowledge unveils the mysteries, O God, that are hidden in your name. The mysteries, O God, that are in accordance with who you are and with all that you are, Father. And we know, Lord, that your scripture speaks, O God, of each one of us becoming stewards of the mysteries of God. And we know, Lord, that all that you mean to bring forth, it is entirely beyond us, O God. So we pray that you will manifest your word, explaining your word into us, O God, in the fullness of Christ Jesus, that we may receive the word, O God, in the substance, O God, of the Master's fullness, that we may receive the word in his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, that we may receive the word, O God, in the counsels, O God, that you have released to us, O God, in your spirit, Lord. And we pray that you will enable us, O God, to be strengthened. You will enable us, O God, to receive and realize the truth that will set us free. That you will enable us to receive and realize the God-fearing faith that will enable us, O God, to walk forth, O God, and take hold of all that you have for us, O God. So open our hearts that we may receive, O God. Open our hearts that we may receive the light of your knowledge, Lord. Open our hearts, O God, that we will receive and realize the light that will become, O God, the very fabric of our being, Lord. That we will unveil as lights, O God. Lights, O God, of the glory of your grace. Lights, O God, personified, O God, in the creation that you unveil in each one of us, Lord. So we pray that as you continue to open the subject of revelation knowledge to us, Father, let it come forth with understanding. Let it come forth with conviction. Let it come forth, O God, with confidence, Lord. Let everything that you sow into us, Father, be a seed, O God, that will truly grow in us, O God, forever, Father. Let the radiance of the morning star, bright morning star, Father, come forth in our lives, Lord. Let the glory of the risen Christ be manifested in each one of us, for we are each living members, O God, of his body, Lord. We pray that you bless us at this time, Lord. We pray that what is given to us, O God, it will be entirely of you, Father. It will be something, O God, that you have manifested and brought forth, O God, in the excellence of the name of Jesus. It will be an expression, O God, brought forth into us entirely by the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit, Father. So as we bow before you at this time, we bless you, Father, for teaching us, O God. Because your word declares that we are all to be taught of you, O God. So we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. So we have found that revelation knowledge manifests to us light. And the process by which light is received within us is called enlightenment. Right? So the revealed word enlightens us. The revealed word manifests the light of God into us. The revealed word enables us to receive and realize all that God is bringing forth through his word. Okay, let's turn to Psalm 97, verse 11. Psalm 97, verse 11. Light is sown like seed for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Light is sown like seed for the righteous. Light is sown for the righteous. Light is sown. So revelation knowledge sows the seeds of light. The purpose of the word is to unveil light. Let's turn to Psalm 119. Verse 130. The unfolding of thy words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. So what we are talking here is the unfolding of the word. Unfolding of all that God has contained in his words. Simple words that that we take for granted. Love, righteousness, faith, holiness, hope. All of these words are meant to be unveiled inside of us so that they become light. So that they become realities within us. The whole concept of the Word of God becoming light in us is to bring into us the reality that God has in the Word for us. And that reality is what our being is supposed to receive, realize, and express. And once you begin to understand that the content of God's Word is humongous, you begin to realize that this idea of light being manifested within us is a humongous idea. It is a phenomenal idea, right? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's read from verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. All right. So we were formerly walking in darkness, but now we have become light in the Lord. And that's what we really need to understand. That revelation knowledge has the purpose of making us light beings. We become light in the Lord, so that we can walk as children of light. Children of light. So God is light, the Bible says. And we are meant to become children of light. Each one of us lights. All right, and the potentials of this are described in James chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. James chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. Every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. In the exercise of His will, He brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we might be, as it were, the first fruits among His creatures. Every good thing bestowed, every perfect gift, comes from the Father of lights. Every good thing bestowed, every perfect gift is made manifest to us as light. Every good thing bestowed, every perfect gift, comes to us as light. And all of the light is available to you. So it says here that with God there is no variation or shifting shadow. That the unveiling of His light is in the exercise of His will. Verse 18. In the exercise of His will He brought us forth by the word of truth. You see, light comes to us out of the word. The word of truth sets us free. Light brings into us liberty. Light sets us free. Light brings into us a new life. Light brings into us the realities that God has contained in His Word. So you and I need to receive that Word, so that we might be, as it were, the first fruits among His creatures. The first fruits among His creatures. So as we begin to understand that God brings things to light through His Word revealed, you begin to realize that all things are possible, because you realize that light coming forth in you has got nothing to do with your own personal capabilities. It is all a question of receiving and realizing what God has for you. And the light in itself will manifest, right, all that you need, all that you lack, all that you desire. Right? So in the word love is the potential that you will indeed understand, receive, realize, and give expression to all that God has chosen to manifest in His word called love. In righteousness, you will learn how to do all that is right. That in prayer, you will be able to come and open the Father's heart. And you will be able to bring to the Father's heart all that He sees as His desire to fulfill. That you will learn how to pray in His perfect will and receive instant answers to prayer. That you will truly be able to worship the Lord and tug at His heartstrings. That you will be able to bring forth in that reality of worshiping God all that stands in His glory. That you will be able, right, in the desires of your heart, in worshiping God, be able to unveil His glory. See the potentials that God has for you and me. In His light is awesome. All right? It is awesome. It is awesome. Let's look at a verse. Psalm 36. Verse 9. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we see light. In thy light we see light. When we see light, His light is revealed to us. Right? In thy light we see light. Okay? In thy light we see light. And you see, the purpose of light is to enable us to see more and more of the light that stands in God. Right? So this process of being enlightened through the Word of God being revealed in you, right? It is a limitless process. So don't take it lightly. Never convert the Word of God to your level of understanding or your abilities, right? Take hold of the Word of God, take hold of it, and go after what God has for you in it. Because God has in His Word more than you think. God has in His Word far more than you understand. All right. So, what do we need to do in order to cultivate light in our lives? What do we need to do in order to cultivate light in our lives? Okay? Let's read Psalm 37. Right? Psalm 37. First thing God tells us is in verse 1 and 2. Do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be not envious towards wrongdoers. For they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. What does the Lord say? You need to understand first that when you address the light that is in God, you must not open doors to the light of darkness. Right? So He says, do not envy the evildoer. Do not envy the prosperity of the wicked. Right? Do not look at things in the wrong perspective. Because if you look at things in the wrong perspective, you will admit the wrong kind of light. Okay, let me show you. There are two kinds of light that God talks about. Keep your finger in Psalm 37. Let's turn to Matthew 6. Matthew 6. Verse 22. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. Which is what Psalm 37 verse 1 is saying. Keep your eye clear. Don't let it see the wrong things. Don't let it be envious of things that are wrong. Of things that are not right before God. Are you with me? Okay? So He says, the eye, right? The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Right? How great is the darkness? And then He goes on to say, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot mix the things of the world system with the things of the kingdom of God. So Psalm 37 tells us, right off the bat, do not be envious, do not fret because of evildoers, be not envious towards wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. The first thing you need to do is to cultivate the light that God is manifesting to you through revelation knowledge. You have to preserve that light. You have to understand that that light cannot be contaminated with darkness. Right? And so He says, trust in the Lord and do good. Everything that you receive in God has to be manifested in what you become, what you do. And He says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. We are reading from Psalm 37. All right? Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Right? Take hold of what you have. Right? Do what God has put into your heart. Do it faithfully. Right? Do not falter because it does not seem to have the spectacular results of the things of the world. The things of the world come easy, they also go easy. But the things of God are abiding. And one of the fundamental things that we need to understand when we walk into the things of God is that you have to trust in the Lord, do good, be faithful. Be faithful, whether they are small things, be faithful in them. All right? Be faithful. Dwell in the land. Understand where you are. Understand what God wants you to do. Understand what is your ministry. Understand what are your functions in the kingdom of God. Understand it. Know it. Right? Do not just take them for granted. Do not just take them, right? Despise the day of small beginnings. Keep your finger on Psalm 37. Let's turn to Zechariah. Okay. I will just read from verse 6. I want to go to verse 10, but I just want to read from verse 6 for context. Then he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel." Zechariah chapter 4. Right? Zechariah chapter 4. "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you will become a plain, and he will bring forth the top stone with shouts of grace, grace to it." Zerubbabel is the high priest, if I'm not mistaken, right? And he stands as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? And so he's saying, what are you, verse 7, what are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you will become a plain, and he will bring forth the top stone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Also the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands will finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? But these seven will be glad when they see the plumb line in the land in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord which range to and fro throughout the earth. All right? So do not despise the day of small beginnings. Do not despise the day of small beginnings. Jesus has overcome death. Don't get impatient. You are a creature of eternity. Get the right perspectives in life. Right? Cultivate faithfulness. Trust in the Lord. The Lord has a great purpose in your life. Do not envy those who get away with wrong things. They will not last. Don't envy those who are like shooting stars. They will go up and then they will come down. But your rising is like a morning star. Your rising will be forever. Your rising will know no decrease. All right? So verse 4 of Psalm 37. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Right? Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. As you begin to appreciate the light that God is opening within you, as you begin to appreciate what is good, as you begin to appreciate what is eternal, what is abiding, right? When you have the right desires, God will bring it forth, right? God will bring it forth. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him and he will do it. Always remember that God is the one who is going to work through your life. You are his instrument. You are his vessel. And God is going to use you and God is going to work through you. He will do it. Right? And the key is to learn that you are to learn how to function in God and function by God. You are to learn how to function in the power that comes from God. You are to learn how to unveil the light of God. Right? That's the skill that God wants you to have. So don't get impatient. Right? It takes time to get the right kind of light within you. It takes time to understand and discern the difference between the light of darkness and the light of life. All right? Because everything that is in the light of life has got its... what shall I say? It has got its counterpart in the light of darkness. Right? Even as you have every kind of gift that God has given you, they are counterparts to those gifts in the light of darkness. And you must be able to discern which is the light that you should walk in. Right? So you need to understand in His light, we see light. Alright? In His light, we see light. So commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will do it. And He will bring forth your righteousness as the light. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light. Who will bring it forth? God will bring it forth. You are His workmanship, and He will manifest the light that He means to unveil in your life. He will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Have you ever seen the noonday? With the sun shining in its zenith. Right? And He says, right? And your judgment as the noonday. You will succeed in what God has for you. So rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil doing. For evil doers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. They will inherit the land. Are you listening? So be very careful as to what you allow coming inside of you. Like Jesus said in Matthew 6, watch what your eye sees. Watch what your eye desires. Hello? Right? One of the witnesses of the fallen man is described in 1 John chapter 2 this way. 1 John chapter 2. From verse 15 to 17. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God abides forever. All right, so watch this thing, the lust of the eyes, right? The lust of the eyes. The lust of the eyes is what brings in the light of darkness within you. So learn how to see clearly, learn how to see rightly, and do not despise the day of small beginnings. Do not be impressed by those who will be here tomorrow, today and gone tomorrow. Right? So verse 8 says, Psalm 37 verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil doing. For evil doers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Yet a little while and the wicked man will be no more. Do you realize that in this psalm that is basically addressing the question of light, that God is very concerned with telling us, do not be impressed by the things of the world. Do not be impressed by the people of the world. Do not be impressed by what the world system produces. Right? The world is passing away. And all that is in it will pass away. But you need to understand that you are called to cultivate the abiding. You are called to inherit the land. You are called to possess the land. Right? Verse 10. Yet a little while and the wicked man will be no more. And you will look carefully for his place and he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. Not just in prosperity, but abundant prosperity. So cultivate the light of God. Cultivate that light. Do not get tired doing it. Alright? Verse 12. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and bent their bow to cast down the afflicted and the needy, to slay those who are upright in conduct. Their sword will enter their own heart and their bows will be broken. Alright? So, listen very carefully, right? All right. Verse 18. The Lord knows the days of the blameless and their inheritance will be forever. What is blamelessness? Blamelessness comes from the light of God. God's light is perfect. You know, perfection is not a difficult concept to understand if you see it in terms of light. that as God reveals light inside of you, as you accept the Word of God, as you understand the Word of God, that light will develop inside of you, and that light is perfect. And that light is pure. And that light, when it captivates your heart, it will drive out all darkness. Hello, the power of light is something awesome. That's why you need to understand that revelation knowledge is something you must seek out. If we darken this whole room and shut it out from all light, and there is absolute and pitch of darkness inside of here, just the striking of one match can dramatically change the effects of this room. Can you see that? Can you just imagine that? Just one match being struck in a room full of darkness will tell you how dramatic light is. And this is what you need to understand. Yes, we have come out of the world system and we are like that room of darkness. But a match has been struck inside of us, and there is a light inside of us. We are born again. Something has come alive inside of us. The seed of God's word has been opened inside of us, and there has come within us light. And we are seeing a different reality. Can you just simply understand that as that light grows, the darkness will start disappearing? If you look at this room here, we have got several lights, but you can see the shadows of darkness here and there. Right? But just imagine if we brought the bright morning star inside here. If Jesus was to manifest in all of His glory, there will be no place at all for darkness. And so you see, if you can allow the light of the Lord Jesus Christ to manifest in your being, there will be no place for darkness in all of your being. So growing in the Lord is not difficult. It is not difficult in principle. But God says, don't stumble over what happens around the world. Don't stumble over what the people of the world achieve. Don't stumble at how they achieve and get things. By doing wicked things, by doing crooked things, by being seemingly crafty, being seemingly shrewd and wise, and acquiring things the wrong way. All that will pass away. But the light that God is bringing within you is an abiding light. It is a light that, as it grows inside of you, will set you free from all of those dark shackles. So, you know, words like perfection are frightening words. But yet, if you can understand that light is perfect by nature, right? Light is pure light. Pure light is white. Pure light has got no defilement. If you can understand that the light that comes from God, the light that is sustained in you by God, if you can give, right? If you can give your attention to seeing that light grow within you, you will see that all darkness will flee from your life. It will come. Right? So, in doing small things, God is just asking you to learn how to manifest the light. Hello? Learn how to manifest the light. Learn how to do things the right way. Learn how to do things in the strength of God. Understand how His light comes forth. Understand how His light unfolds. Understand the power in His light. You must have that confidence that God will come through. You must have that confidence, right? That confidence is what is called trusting in God. Are you with me? Hello? Things that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, all that have not entered the heart of man, all that God has for those who love Him. Remember that verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, right? All that God has for those who love Him. So that light that God is bringing inside of you, that revelation knowledge, don't let that light become corrupted by using the light for the wrong things, by letting your carnal desires destroy the light that God is bringing into your life. Don't let those carnal desires take hold of you. Because the way God has designed things is that in that light He will bless you with every good thing. He will bless you with every perfect gift. So wait on the Lord. That light is what you need to receive. And don't let your eye be caught up with the wrong thing. Don't let your eye fix itself on the wrong thing. Don't let your eye be caught up on ambition. Don't let your eye be caught up in building monuments for yourself. Don't let your eye be caught up right? In seeing the wrong things come forth. Let your eye be used the right way, right? What controls the eye? The heart. That's why in Matthew chapter 6, in the verse preceding what we read just now, Jesus says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. So learn how to treasure the light of the Lord. Learn how to set your eyes on what God is bringing forth. So value the Word of God. Keep your attention on the Word of God. Understand that the Word of God is bringing into you things that are priceless. And as the Word brings light inside of you, you will change. And you can test it out. So don't get tired of that change. That change is for the good. When God deals with your character, He's bringing out the right light inside of you. And you must understand that that light is so important. Because that light has the potential of becoming the armor of God. Let's turn to Romans chapter 13. Let's turn to Romans chapter 13. Verse 12. Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The night is almost gone and the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. You see, light becomes an armor. As the light becomes more and more powerful within you, it will form the armor of your being. It will become the strength of your life. When God talks about things like, I am your strong fortress, I am your high tower, He's talking about light. He's talking about that light becoming inside of you a strong tower, right? Becoming a shield to you, right? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 10, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God. The full armor of God is in the full counsel of His word. Right? Understand the full counsel of God's word. Right? Don't just pick certain parts of the word that suit you, suit your ambitions, suit your desires, suit what you like. The full counsel of the word is where the full armor of God is going to come from. Hello. So we cannot be successful in the kingdom of God if we practice lawlessness. Hello. Right? If we practice lawlessness, we cannot function in the way God wants us to function. So the full armor of God, which means that you must understand the word that needs to come into every part of your being. Do not just hear the word that you want to hear. People, everybody wants to hear about anointings and blessings. Nobody likes the light of correction. Hello? Hello? Have you ever looked at light? If you have gone to an optician and he gives you lenses, right? Your eye has got a lens. Now just assume that your eye also has a lens. And that lens has a focal point. And at that focal point you can see clearly. Do you realize how important it is for you to focus? Right? So there is a light that has to be... There are things that you need to understand that need to be corrected inside of you. How you see... What you see is what you're going to get. If you see the light of darkness, your whole body, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, is going to be full of the light of darkness. Right? So your eye is so very important. Right? Are you with me? Your eye is so very important. Your eye must be willing to see what God wants you to see. Keep your finger here on Ephesians 6. We will come back to it. Let's turn to Psalm 32. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Why does God say, I will counsel you and teach you with my eye upon you? What does God do with His eye? He sees. So what is God saying? I will counsel you according to what I can see. that when I counsel you, it is to enable you to see what I am seeing. Are you listening? When I counsel you, it is to allow you to see, to enable you to see what I see. Let's turn to John 5 to understand that. John 5, verse 19. This is what the Lord Jesus says. Jesus therefore answered and was saying to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner." Are you listening? So what does Jesus say? I watch, I see what the Father is doing, and I do those things in like manner. Are you with me? He says, I can do nothing on my own initiative, except that which I see my Father doing. Verse 20, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing, and greater works than these will he show him, that who may marvel? That you and I may marvel. But you have to, you see, in order to fine-tune your sight, right? You need to understand that the clearer, right? If you have ever looked through one of these powerful binoculars or telescopes, you realize that you really need to adjust the focal point, right? Right? To see something clearly. So that's how you train yourself spiritually. Put on the full armor of God. Learn how to see correctly. Hello. Are you with me? Learn how to see correctly. Right? Let the light of God be manifested in all of your being. Do not live in a fool's paradise. Right? You need to understand that things are needed in your life. The right kind of character is so necessary for you to be what God wants you to be. All right, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 6. So revelation knowledge ultimately becomes the armor of God. Isn't that magnificent? Ephesians chapter 6. Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Whose might? His might. Are you listening? Strength of his might. You be strong in the strength of God's might. You be strong in the strength of God's might. Isn't that a fascinating verse? Let me show you something else on that verse about might. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. Verse 9 onwards. That you, I'm reading from the second half of that verse, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. Strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. So if you are going to be strengthened in the strength of God's might, that strengthening is in this reality called all power, all kinds of power. Hello? All kinds of power. The power to think straight, the power to do what is right, the power to relate in the right way. Power is not just something to do miracles with. You need power in order to enable yourself to function. The fundamental reality of power is to enable you to function the right way. If you take an electrical appliance and plug it into a socket point or power point, the manifestation of power is to make that appliance work in its right way. Are you with me? Now that's a bad example of a human being. The human being has got far more potentials than a mere appliance. Right? The human being has the potential to grow. And one of the fundamental realities of power that God wants to bring inside of you, right, is the power to grow. The power to realize new abilities. Right? So we have this concept that power is just meant for miracles. That's one small part of power. So when God talks about you and I putting on the armor of God, He's talking about something very powerful, right? Let's go back to Ephesians 6. Put on the full armor of God. Verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Now all that is light, and it's light that is manifested in power. Do you realize that when light manifests, it is an expression of power? If you look at electrical energy, right? When light manifests out of a bulb, it is the conversion of power into light. Are you with me? So we just read a verse in Colossians that says that you and I are to be strengthened with all power according to the Father's might. The Greek word for power there is dunamis. The power of the cross. And the power of the cross, the power that Jesus Christ released through the cross. The power that was manifested through the crucifixion and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That power, right, is meant to be manifested inside of you so that you will realize a strength in that power. Are we making sense? And all that will be unveiled in light from your being. Are you with me? Hello? If you look at light, it has got a wide bandwidth of frequencies, right? Right? As human beings, you can only see a very limited range of light. There is light that is beyond what you can see, and there's light that that is below what you can see. You have a certain bandwidth of light that you can see with your eye. Beyond that, there is light. Below that frequency also, there is light. So if you put on the full armor of God, God wants you to see, have a light that sees in all things. Right? We're talking about spiritual things here. Right? So this reality of light, God has to bring inside of you. So you've got to be patient. Right? So if you go back and read Colossians chapter 2 verse 11, it says, strengthened with all power according to His glorious might in all steadfastness and patience. Patience. Why patience? Because you must allow God to bring forth what He wants to bring forth in your life. Most people lose out because they can't wait on God. They can't wait for God to do His work in their lives. They are in a hurry. They've got these agendas that they have to fulfill. So that's why God says, wait on me. Let me do the work. Let me bring out the right work. Right? Otherwise you will be a half-baked potato. And half-baked potatoes are not very nice to eat. Right? Okay? Are you with me? Listening? Praise the Lord. Okay? So put on the full armor of God. Verse 11. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Do you realize that every time you go against a temptation, you realize that there are chinks in your armor? Right? That's when you discover that you've got a new weakness. That's when you discover your armor isn't as strong as you thought it was. You know, sometimes you go, you're doing so well for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and then God brings something into your life, and suddenly you realize that you aren't as strong as you thought you were. And God says, we still have defenses to build. We still have armor to build. And through that weakness, God is also telling you that there is an opportunity to receive new light and rise above that weakness, right? That when you face weaknesses in your life, God is also telling you, I'm also presenting the opportunity for you to receive a new light. Right? To receive new light and go into what I have for you. Right? So, you see, in all of our lives, it doesn't matter who you are. Right? There are points in your life when God will cause your armor to be tested. And always He has this idea that He will perfect you in His light. See, perfection is something that is attained. You go through a process of being perfected from one level to the next level and then to the next level. And that process of being perfected is something that God will continuously. What takes you through in your life? And the idea is to develop this armor of light. So knowledge is not something you just sit down with. Knowledge has to be applied. Revelation knowledge has to be applied. And God will lead you to apply what He has put inside of you. He's not going to sit down there and make you pass exams and just sit down there with your degrees after your name. He's going to put everything that He has put inside of you to the test. Right? And in that process, He will perfect the light. Right? It's like fine-tuning that focal point. Right? So that light will be crystal clear. Right? Are you with me? So this knowledge that God is bringing into your life and my life, it is something very powerful. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. All right, the devil has schemes. The church is charged with the job of filling all in all with the fullness of Jesus Christ. Putulta. Is that right? Right, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. What is the church? It is the body of Christ. What is the body of Christ? The fullness of Jesus Christ. And what is the task of the body of Christ? To fill, right? All things with His fullness. Are you with me? Are you with me? So when He says put on the full armor of God, what is He saying? Right? You are in that process, right? Developing that armor of God, and that armor of God consists of the fullness of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He is the bright morning star, and within us, the morning, bright morning star is manifesting measures of His fullness. And as measures of His fullness are made manifest in us, there is light that comes out of it. Right? And that light, right, functions as your armor. Right? It gives you strength in the Lord. Right? That strength, right? Your strength is the strength of His might that has been manifested inside of you in the power of the light of the Lord's light. Can you see that? Verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness. Against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Where has God blessed you and me? In heavenly places, correct? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed, right, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Right? Hello. Where is this morning star going to rise? Into heavenly places. You listening? Where is the morning star going to rise? In heavenly places. Correct? But where is the morning star manifesting? In your heart. Hello? So your heart has the capacity to rise into the mount of the Lord. According to the frequency of light or the content of light that you have realized. It is like Elijah coming before Ahab and saying, I stand before God, and by the words of my mouth it is not going to rain. Are you listening? See, Elijah is standing in a position before God. He is physically standing before Ahab. Spiritually he is standing somewhere before God. Right? How is he standing before God? He's standing before God from his heart. Where are you standing today? Physically you're sitting here. Physically, I'm standing here. But spiritually, you have a position before God and I have a position before God. And that position is defined in the light that you and I have received in the name of Jesus. That light we carry in our heart. That light knows something of what we have in Jesus Christ. The moment you were born again, you had a position before the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, you had a position before God the Father in the name of Jesus. That's why you came alive to the things of God. Hello, all of us have been through that. Now, in the same way, you need to understand that the intent of God bringing you forth as a son unto Him is to lift you up so that you can take your rightful place in the heavenly places. This revelation knowledge is to unveil you as a king. This revelation knowledge is to make you as a priest of the Most High God. This revelation knowledge is there to unveil you as a prophet of the Most High God. You are not there to be scratching around like chickens searching for that proverbial worm. You are supposed to be an eagle in the making. You are supposed to be a morning star. Are you listening? See, when God talks about revelation knowledge, He's not talking about the things and systems of the world. He's talking about the systems of the kingdom of God. He's talking about authority being manifested in the name of Jesus. He's talking about the position He wants you to occupy as His chosen vessel, His son. And do you realize that that to reach such a level, you have to be carefully molded and shaped, which is why when God starts working with you, the training is tough. The training is tough because God is going to work into you the light of His perfection. So Matthew chapter 5 verse 48, Jesus tells us, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now one of the realities of perfection that we can see immediately is the quality of light. Are you with me? Pure light is white. White is perfection. White represents purity. And perfect light is pure light. I mean, it's white light. Are you listening? Okay? So when God talks about strengthening you and unveiling you, He's talking about raising you in His light. Alright? Are we listening? So every good thing bestowed, every perfect gift is from the Father of lights. Why is He giving you all those good things? So that you can strut around like a peacock? Hello? There's already one peacock sitting up there. Do we want to accompany him as well? Right? So we are coming forth as servant kings. At the heart of our ministry is this idea of being a servant. We are servants of the living God. Bond servants. Are you with me? Ultimately, we will be bond servants. What does it mean to be a bond servant? You will say what Jesus says, I can do nothing of myself except that which I see my Father doing. Hello. That is found in John chapter 5 verse 19. John chapter 5 verse 30, Jesus says, I can do nothing on my own initiative. That's what it means to be a bondservant. A bondservant is someone who has run out of all his good ideas. Hello. Right? Hello, all of us have got very good ideas. Have you noticed that? It's amazing how we cook them up. Right? Unfortunately, our ideas are not of the will of God. Now, one of the things that God wants to bring inside of you and me, right, is the true, full, and perfected knowledge of His will. We just read that in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Right? That you may have the true, full, and perfected knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. What will happen when you have that? You will become a bondservant. You will be patient. You will not run away anymore. You will not run around anymore. You will just wait on the Lord to bring forth what He wants to bring forth. Now, when I say all these things, that doesn't mean you sit down and do nothing, all right? Resting in God is not a do-nothing state. Hello? The process of being perfected means that you are always doing something and God is continuously bringing forth the corrections and the molding and the shaping inside of you. And as you go out and as you minister to individuals, as you manifest your character, your nature, God will continually be molding you and shaping you. There is this continual process of being perfected. God will continually mold you so that the light that is inside of you will grow brighter and brighter and clearer and clearer. It will become more and more white. It will become more and more perfect. Listening. All right. Praise the Lord. Okay? So when the Lord says here, put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. What are the schemes of the devil? To make you a chicken searching for worms for the rest of your life. The devil doesn't want you to be an eagle rising up into heavenly places and taking your authority in the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation knowledge is designed to take you into heavenly places and reign with Christ. To be seated with Christ in the heavenly places. To be seated there in His righteousness, to be seated there in His faith, to be seated there in His love, to be seated there in His fullness, to be seated there as a person able to live the life of Jesus. You listening? And the schemes of the enemy are to render you ineffective. Hello, you know that in the book of Revelation there comes a time when Michael throws Satan out of the heavenly places, correct? How is that going to happen? When the church of Jesus Christ takes up its rightful position. Hello, that means our hearts enable us to be seated with Christ in the heavenly places, that we can function there. Listening? Alright? For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And who is going to replace all of those wickedness? The body of Christ, the sons of God. Therefore, take up the full armor of God that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Are you listening? Stand. God wants you to stand in the light that He provides you with. God wants you to stand in the knowledge of God. God wants you to stand and not be moved, not be shaken. You will find that there are times when you will shake. Doesn't matter. Right? You will go through the process and you will learn from your mistakes. Hello? But you will certainly come out much stronger than you thought you were. That's the whole purpose. Hello? There is a battle taking place in your life. And that battle is to stop you from becoming all that God wants you to become. That battle is to stop you from realizing all that God has given you in the fullness of Jesus Christ. Alright? And that battle is being fought in many different ways. Alright? Hello? One of the most powerful ways in which the devil hits us, right, is by tempting us to take the easy way out. Hello? How many pastors in ministry have taken the easy way out? After reaching a certain level, they take the easy way out. And instead of letting God to build their ministries, they let their good ideas build their ministries. In the end, it does not work because they never attain what God had for them right from the start. So many believers in the church are just sitting in and warming pews in the church because we are unwilling to see that we are creatures of destiny. Right? The devil throws a hook and we take it all, hook, line and sinker. The devil tells us that miracles are of the past and we say amen to that. Right? The devil says you're not good enough and we say, yeah, I agree with you, I'm not good enough. Right? Yeah. And in that simple thought, right, we are saying that what Jesus did for us is incomplete. Hello. That's what the battle is all about. Put on the armor of God. Put on the light that is of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand. Do not be shaken by that. Alright? So revelation knowledge is going to be tested, brethren. Revelation knowledge within you is going to be tested. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. Hello? The evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. So you must understand. The moment you understand, the word becomes light inside of you. But you must continue to pursue in that understanding, because there is more light in that word than you thought of. Hello? You cannot stop in your Christian life just by being born again. You have to grow. You have to grow, and you have to see that growth in every aspect of your life. You have to see changes in your character, your nature, your personality. You have to see changes in your desires, your attitudes, your intents. You have to see changes in your heart and your mind. You have to see changes in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Hello? You cannot be captive to bad habits, because bad habits destroy your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Right? And you see, in all of these things, you see, it is not easy. But God is saying, the whole idea is for you to manifest, right? To see and realize what God has given you in Jesus Christ. Are you with me? We are part of a church. There is a body of Christ. In every generation, we are asked to discover Jesus Christ at some level in the church. And the generation that follows will hopefully take a greater height and position in the Lord Jesus Christ. So you and I must understand, we are not functioning in a vacuum. We are part of a body. We are part of a humongous plan of God. Right? And God is saying, you cultivate your land. You cultivate the position I have given you. Don't give up. Go ahead and take hold of it. You manifest the light. Hello? What's the purpose of revelation knowledge? Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. You can hand over revelation knowledge from generation to generation. Hello? Am I right? Hello? You can hand over revelation knowledge from generation to generation. Are you listening? We have not come in the 21st century out of nowhere. Right? We are the accumulation of many people. Many people and their pursuit of Jesus Christ over many centuries. And it would seem, if you look through church history, that we seem to have been defeated over and over and over again. But no, we are today at a level where very few before us have been. Today we are beginning to realize things like never seen before. Today, there is already breaking across the world a reality of growing in God that is going to be so much higher than even the early church. It is already beginning to happen. Alright, and we need to understand that God has brought the church to a certain level. And we are asked to press on. And then we are called to hand over the baton to the next generation. But you and I must take our place in the kingdom of God. Don't say, oh poor old me, what difference will I make? Oh yes, you make a difference. Because in the kingdom of God, you are of significance. In the system of the world, we are nobodies. But in the kingdom of God, all of us are significant, because all of us have been purchased in the blood of Jesus, because all of us have been invested with the fullness of Jesus Christ, because the plan of God in your life and my life is to fill us with all the fullness of God. You find that in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19, that you and I are meant to be filled to all the fullness of God. And we must honor the word of God. Yes, it seems to be impossible with us, but don't you realize that everything in the kingdom of God is impossible for you and me? But look where God has already brought us. Look at the victory God has brought forth in our lives. Look at the changes that He has brought into our lives. Look at where He has allowed us to come. Look at what kind of creepy people we used to be. And look at the changes in our character that He has brought forth. I mean, yes, there are still flaws in our character, but you must see where He has taken us from and where He has brought us. And you must understand in the same token that He will take us from there and He will bring us somewhere else. If you read through the Gospels, Jesus always told His disciples, "Let us go from here. It is time to go on. It is time to progress. It is time to go forth," right? Are you with me? And we must have this idea, right? We are being given revelation knowledge so that we will go forth and do something. And don't let the devil steal the seed that is planted in your heart. Praise the Lord. Today's topic was a little hard even for me to bring forth because I was wondering where the Lord was taking me. But we need to understand that revelation knowledge is something that has to ultimately be tested in practice. I think that's what the Lord really wanted to tell us today. Right? That it has to be practiced in your life. Right? It has to be practiced in things that you do every day. Don't forget the carpenter's workshop. And in that carpenter's workshop, right? The Holy Spirit is bringing forth something in your life. Now you may think you are of no significance, but God is telling you your life matters. In His counting, your life matters. Because we have already said in earlier sessions that the sum total of God's thoughts over your life are vast. Hello, the sum total of God's thoughts over your life are vast. You may not appreciate it, but you must at least understand that the Bible says so, and you must allow God to bring that light inside of you that will bring forth that position. Right? God's thoughts, when they are manifested inside of you, they become light. They enable you to see things as He sees them. Praise the Lord. So as we complete this basic, the basics of revelation knowledge, right? Next week we will go into understanding revelation knowledge. We will go into the substance of revelation knowledge. Or rather tomorrow, right? And we will see where God takes us there, right? So shall we pray? Father, we thank You that the purpose of revelation knowledge is to build us, Lord. And the building in light is meant to become an armor, Father. It is meant to bring us into a position where we stand in heavenly places in the name of Jesus Christ. And that armor is the armor of the conviction in which we stand in the name of Jesus. It is the light of Jesus Christ, the light of His life that we have received and realized in our being. It is the light of His life that has been tested in the situations and circumstances of our lives. And it has indeed, O God, become part and parcel of our being. And Father, we also see and understand, Lord, that every good thing bestowed, every perfect gift has to be received. It has to be perfected and completed in our being. And Lord, although these things sometimes can be pretty painful, Father, we know that the purposes of Your heart are awesome. That the purposes of Your heart will unveil in victory. And we cannot fail because Jesus has already won the battle, Lord. So we should just keep pressing on, Father, because the victory is ours. There is no one who is going to stop that victory from manifesting in each and every one of our lives. And we bless You that by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, we will indeed break every shackle of the law of sin and death. And we will unveil as Your sons, each one of us clothed in Your light, each one of us peculiarly manifesting the light that You have sowed into our being. Indeed, in Your light, we see light. So enable us to see, Father. So protect our eyes, Lord. Protect our eyes that we will see the way You want us to see. That we will see the way Jesus saw throughout His life, Lord. And He fixed His eyes upon You. That He did not allow anything else to get in the way, Lord. So teach us to fix our eyes upon You. And let us not fix our eyes on the crooked people of the world who seem to be doing better than us, Father. Enable us to understand, Lord, that all that You are bringing forth in us, it is of the abiding, it is of the eternal. It is of the reality that is of the morning star, Father. And we are morning stars in the making. And our destiny is a destiny that will keep on going up and up and up and up as we rise into the mount of the Lord in the merits of the Lamb. So we thank You for the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit in making us receive and realize all that You have given us in Christ Jesus. And we thank You, Father, for Your ambition over our lives. We thank You for the vastness of Your thoughts that You still maintain over each one of our lives, no matter how many times we fail You, Father. And so we bless You, Father, and thank You for Your faithfulness. We bless You and thank You, Father, that your eyes see a reality that we will one day see perfectly, Lord. So we give you glory and honor, and thanking you, Father, that you have chosen to unveil your secrets into our beings. So we thank you for that realization. We thank you for what you have brought forth in our lives, and we look forward to the even greater things that you will accomplish with each and every one of us and all of our brethren, the church across the world and in the heavenly places, both Jew and Gentile. We give you glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.